Hello and welcome back to another episode of Wealth in Christ Show, a show where we empower Christians to become financially free without compromising your faith. I'm your host, Dami, and today we're having a very important conversation in regards to minimum wage. You know, minimum wage across the world varies. You know, in some countries, people are getting paid as minimum wage $7.25 as in the United States, while in places like Luxembourg, people are getting paid as paid $26. You know, and what I want to do in this conversation, just talk about whether minimum wage is fair. You know, look at, review the different size of arguments in regards to minimum wage, where people think minimum wage should stay the same, where some people think minimum wage should increase. And just look at the pros and cons of both argument. And as well, you know, for anyone who may be making minimum wage in their country, in their state, you know, to provide actionable steps that a person can take to change the situation. You know, because I must admit, it's very hard to make to build wealth when you're making minimum wage. And, you know, this is not to shame anybody, but it's just very hard, especially the cost of living has continued to increase. And in some places where many of you guys may live, inflation is at an all-time high. And just to start the conversation, just to give you a definition of minimum wage is the lowest an employer can pay you by law. You know, there are situations where people are getting paid lower, you know, and that's often due to other different factors, whether a person has legal stay into being in the country. So as a result, they're working under the books. So the businesses will pay them very low amount. And, you know, this is why, you know, companies like Apple, you know, companies that, you know, produce products go overseas compared to the United States, because the minimum wage there could be as low as $1 or $2 that they have to pay a worker. While in the United States or in a certain state, they may have to pay upwards of $15 or even $18 in some cases. So just to start the conversation, in the United States, like I said, you know, federal minimum wage is $7.25. And as of 2022, in the United States, only 1.3% of hourly pay workers earn the prevailing federal minimum wage or less. To put this in perspective, that's approximately 141,000 workers scraping by on the federal minimum wage. So next I want to do is compare, you know, 10 countries with the highest minimum wage, as well as compare 10 countries with the lowest minimum wage compared to where we are in the United States. Just so you guys can see, you know, if you are living in the United States or you want to be in the United States, to see where the United States compares to these different countries. To start the conversation off, you know, we're going to look at Luxembourg. Luxembourg, the minimum wage is $26.27. In Iceland, the minimum wage is $21.19. In Switzerland, the minimum wage is $20.54. In Canada, the minimum wage is $16.20. In Germany, the minimum wage is $15.73. In Australia, the minimum wage is $15. In New Zealand, the minimum wage is $14.83. In the United Kingdom, the minimum wage is $12.41. And in Denmark, the minimum wage is $12.30. As we can see, all this, United States is not in the top 10 countries with the highest minimum wage. Now to look at the country with the lowest minimum wage, just to compare to the United States, where the United States is, we will start off with Bangladesh. In Bangladesh, the minimum wage is 68 cents. In Georgia, the minimum wage is 77 cents. In Karzanta, the minimum wage is 91 cents. In Gambia, the minimum wage is $1.04. In Sierra Leone, the minimum wage is $1.18. In Pakistan, the minimum wage is $1.39. In Ukraine, the minimum wage is $1.77. In Colombia, the minimum wage is $2.01. And the minimum wage in Indonesia is $2.22. So you can see that the minimum wage globally varies from country to country. You know, we can go as low as getting paid, people are getting paid 68 cents, all the way to $26. And this leads us to want to ask the question, you know, what is a fair amount of money someone should make no matter where they are in the world? You know, what is a fair minimum wage that we can put, that we can pay someone so they can afford the basic necessity of life? There are many factors that play a role before a government decides what is the minimum wage. First, they examined the cost of living. The government aimed to ensure that workers earn enough to cover the essential like food, housing, and transportation, and considering regional disparity in living costs. Second, the government assessed worker productivity. They want wages to reflect the value of work being done, and this involved evaluating the industry standards and worker contributions to the economy. Third, they consider the competitiveness of businesses. Striking the right balance ensure that businesses can stay competitive in the global economy while treating workers fairly. And lastly, governments are vigilant about the importance of unemployment. They want to avoid job loss and ensure that the raising of the minimum wage does not lead to unintended consequences for workers. So, to summarize that, the minimum wage is really to protect employees. It's really to protect employees from greedy business owners. So to protect employees from greedy corporation. Because these laws are not in place, corporation will take advantage of people and pay them the lowest that they can possibly pay them. And to avoid, you know, people getting ripped off and not being able to afford, you know, the basic of living, basic life necessities, you know, this is why the government had to step in and set these minimum wage in their country and in the United States. If you live in the United States, in the various states as well, you know. So there are many different arguments, like I mentioned, you know, when it comes to minimum wage. So on one side of the minimum wage debate, some people believe that increasing the minimum wage can help lift low-income workers out of poverty, promote economic justice by narrowing income disparity, and stimulate the economy growth through higher consumer spending. However, critics raise valid concern about the potential downside of raising minimum wage. One of the downside of raising minimum wage is the loss of job. This will lead to loss of job. You know, like, you know, I read that, you know, minimum wage is set to protect employees from getting ripped off, to getting scammed from large corporations and things of that sort. But what we need to understand is that, you know, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you know, if the government is requiring you to pay more to your employee, that cuts into your profit. That cuts into the amount of money you can take home to take care of your family. That cuts into a lot of different things. Now, you, in order for you to make that same money, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of corporations, they increase their price. They increase their price in order to pay the employees what the government's asking them. So if before they was making 30%, you know, charging $10, but now the government is just telling them raise the minimum by 5%, now for the business to make profit, they may raise it by 10% just to be safe. And, you know, this is the critics that people face, you know, some of the arguments against not wanting to increase minimum wage. And just to continue to add on, you know, raising the minimum wage will affect more small business owners compared to large corporation. Because a large corporation, they can afford it. But a small business owner, you know, who's making just six figures, you know, things of that sort, it will be much harder, depending on how many employees that they have, employees they have to pay an increase, to increase the wage. And this is why a lot of companies are starting to look into technology, you know, where, you know, of course, technology is more expensive up front, but in the long term, technology does save these corporations a lot of money. You know, that's why we're starting to see a ramp of AI across the global economy, you know, replacing people, and we will continue to see that as we go forward. Because businesses do not want to pay more to the employees, you know, and that's all a different conversation, you know, because that's what they value, the service that you're doing.
Hey, family, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. And if you are and you have yet to subscribe to us here on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. And also, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts and you have yet to leave us a 5-star review, please do so. Now back to the episode.
So, you know, I want to ask here, you know, where do you stand on this issue with this statistic, this global comparison, and an in-depth analysis in mind? It's essential to weigh the pros and cons of raising minimum wage carefully. You know, no matter what side you are on this argument, I feel like a lot of people forget to look at the pros and cons of the situation. You know, is there a way to not slow down inflation? You know, that's what has really happened. Slow down inflation, where if you do raise minimum wage, that people are still able to make money. But at the same time, you have to deal with the reality that as human, we're greedy. You know, one thing I've always said, you know, in regards to this minimum wage arguments and things, is that as someone as great as, you know, Elon Musk, you know, who has changed the world, who has impacted the world very positive, who am I to say this is how much money he should make? Or for someone as Jeff Bezos, who am I to say this is how much he should make? You know, at a certain point, you know, yes, you can only, money can buy you only so much of things in this world before it's just like now spend this really lavishly and you just don't know what to do with the money. You know, it kind of reminds me of a story in the Bible where the rich man, he basically built a new barn, I'm paraphrasing. He basically built a new barn to store up his money, not knowing that he was going to die. And this is just to show you that, you know, one, God doesn't like a greedy person. Two, you know, money can only do so much for you. After a point, you can only have so much, you can only spend so much money. You can only drive as m so much cars. You can only sleep in one bed. You can only wear one shoe at a time. And it's important to understand that, you know, not to take away saying that people don't deserve to be appreciated, you know, to for the impact they may have created. But where do we draw the line? That's the question we need to ask. Where do we draw the line in regards to how much wealth people can create? And should we draw the line and how much wealth we can create? Because I can personally say that, you know, someone like Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos should only make this much, knowing how much I benefit from the creation that they made. You know, how much we all benefit from the creation that they made. You know, how they made our life on a global scale easier. You know, so those are questions I want you guys to think about as you weigh in. You know, whether minimum wage should increase, stay the same. As well, you know, taking consideration of the small businesses, you know, who are starting out and who may, you know, them increase in paying extra $7 or $8, highest cost is cut into their profit. And as a result, you know, they're not able to, you know, make a living for their parents, take care of their family. So all these different things that you need to consider. This minimum wage, there is not no right or wrong then. You know, there's a lot of different factors that's often, you know, swept under the rug and is not often addressed. But what can you do if you're making minimum wage? You know, I'm sure that's a question that you want, you're probably expecting me to answer. You know, for those who may find themselves in a situation that they are making minimum wage, you know, it's important to realize that, you know, there's more out there in this world for you. You know, you're not your you're, the amount of money you make does not define who you are. And you know, I want to say that you must first increase your value. You know, you can increase your value by adding new skills, you know, getting going back to school and learning something, learning you know, learning how to edit videos, learning how to read market and read charts. Learning how to like cook, you know, you want to increase your value, add more skills to yourself, you know, present yourself in a way that whatever price or whatever when people to pay you per hour, no one will argue with you. Of course, people will still argue, but you and yourself, you would know inside of you that you're charging your worth. You're charging how much you'll be willing to feel appreciated. You know, that's very important that you do that. Two, outside of, you know, investing in yourself, you know, going back to school, whether getting a certification, look for ways you can get mentored by someone who's making the kind of money that you want to make. You know, whether that can be by interning, that whether that can be by volunteering. You know, there's so many ways to get these skills at a very low cost, especially if you don't have money to go to school, especially if you don't have money to go to a trade school. You know, you can volunteer your time. You can watch YouTube. You can read books. You know, these are things that you can do to help take your skills to the next level. In addition, you know, as funny as it said, you know, Making more money doesn't necessarily guarantee that you become financially free. Like, I forgot the statistics, but I believe it's about 40%, if not higher, of people making 100K or more are living paycheck to paycheck. So that just basically shows you that, you know, it's not about making more money. It's about how you, it's about knowing how to manage more money. And one of the best ways to know how to manage money is by having a budget. You know, you should create a budget, you know, that works for you, you know, that can, you can pay off your expenses, you can save and you can invest. That's basically what your budget should allow you to do, is pay off your expense, your monthly expense, you know, you have money to save and you also have money to invest. You know, if your budget allows you to do that, then you have a great budget. And yeah, you know, and once you're doing that is continue the process, going back to one, adding more skills. Always remember, always become a student. Always remain a student. Don't ever feel like you know too much, that you can't learn, because always new things happen. There's always new skills that you can learn. And if you are a person that you feel like you don't, there's nothing to learn, there's nothing much for you to learn, I'm telling you, in the next 5 or 10 years, you're going to have someone much younger who are doing what you're doing much quicker, you know, and they're going to get paid more, and the job, they want to replace you because you're not moving, you're not learning. And that's how a lot of people get stuck in their bracket, income bracket, because their skills are not evolving. They're not adding any more value to the economy. They're not adding more value to people's life. And as a result, why should people pay you more? If you're not, you know, impacting people to be better, you're not impacting people for positive impact. Like, you're not making any positive impact anybody. Like, why should they pay you more money just because? People shouldn't just pay me more money just because I'm dummy. You know, I need to continue to invest in myself. You know, let me know your thoughts and comment in the chat below. Whether you agree or disagree with the different arguments in regards to minimum wage, and what do you think, minimum wage should be across a global scale, or just even in your specific country that you may be watching from. As always, stay blessed. I look forward to seeing you guys next week.